Lekuta Sichas Chelik Yud Zayim Parsha Bahar Sicha Aleph. In Ascholos HaSedr Stolz Rashi of the Verta Bahar Sinai, at the beginning of this week's Sedra, Rashi quotes the words from the Pasuk Bahar Sinai in Mount Sinai Unis Befarish. Maya explains, Ma'in Yishmita Eitzel Har Sinai, what's the connection between Shmita and Har Sinai? Meaning to say, because the words following the Bahar Sinai are the laws of Shemitah. He begins to tell the laws of Shemitah. So why does it say in the Pasuk Bahar Sinai all in regards to Shemitah suddenly? Ala kol mitzvos nemer b'Sinai. All mitzvos were given from Sinai. So why does it say in regards to Shemitah that it was given from Sinai? Ala ma Shemitah nemer kol aser pardisa. What it teaches us is just like Shemitah. All the general halachas and the details as well, b'diktokeha, and even to the smallest detail was given in Sinai. Afkulam nemru klolaseim b'diktokeim in Sinai. So also all mitzvahs, the general themes and the details were all given from Sinai. As dos vas estet oizdriklich by Shmita. The fact that it says clearly stated by in regards to Shmita, ziz gizogivarim b'har Sinai, that Moshe Rabbeinu was told the details on Har Sinai, Choch kol mitzvos nemru b'Sinai, although all the mitzvos were told to Moshe Rabbeinu from Har Sinai, is this kedei tza'op lernen, the reason that it's said in regards to Shemitah is to teach us, von ir oif alle andere mitzvos, that we should learn from Shemitah also for all other mitzvahs. In other words, it's not only in regards to Shemitah, it relates to all mitzvahs. As pung v'shmita zayne kloloseh p'rdoseh v'digdokeh gizogivar misinai, that just like by Shemitah, the general mitzvahs, the details and the finer details were all told at Sinai. Azay eich ala mitzvah, so also all the mitzvahs zayne kloloseh p'rdoseh v'digdokeh misinai, all the details are from Sinai as well. The Norzok Rashi. Then Rashi continues and he says, "Kach shnuya b'Torahs Kohanim." This is how it's taught. This is what's written in Torahs Kohanim. Benirali, and it seems to me, shekach pirusha, that this is the meaning of what the Torahs Kohanim is saying. Lefi shaloish matzina shmitas karkoy shenisish ba'arves maya b'mishna Torah, because we don't find, in regards to the shmita laws, that it was taught, it was repeated in Arbas Mayav, meaning to say in Chumash Devarim. Everything from Chumash Devarim was said by Moshe Rabbeinu himself, basically repeating the things that happened all the way up to then throughout the 40 years of, you know, the travel through the desert. So Shemitah is not repeated in there, in Devarim. Lamadnu, so we Shekloliseu Prateseu Kulum Nehemu Mesinai. So it's clear then that everything was said from Sinai, not in Arvas Mayav. Uba kosev alimet kan al kol dibur. So therefore, the Torah comes and teaches us here that everything that was said shenedabel Moshe, everything that was told to Moshe shemisinai hoyu kulam, that all of them were told to Moshe Rabbeinu from Sinai at Sinai. Kloloseum v'tiktokeim, as he said, the general laws and the details v'chazru v'nishnu b'arves mayav, and then they were repeated. So from Sinai, from Shemitah, it's clear that they were given from Sinai because they're not even repeated in arves mayav. So therefore, obviously, it was given from Sinai. So therefore, it teaches that all the laws are equal to Sinai, to Shemitah. Everything is just like Shemitah, and they were all taught to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. Thus haste, in other words, that Rashi kum bavaranen, Rashi is trying to teach us about a question. Does was meveis nas kol mitzvos nemru misinai? This that we know, that all the mitzvahs were given from Sinai, is this nor benegeh to kol isehem, say. That might apply only to the general halachas. Hashem mentioned all the mitzvahs at Sinai, but he didn't necessarily give every detail when Moshe Rabbeinu was at Sinai. Dafman of Demaraya, so therefore now we need proof that also the details were given at Sinai. Umalern to saw from Shemitah, and we learned that from Shemitah. From the fact that Shemitah, it's mentioned specifically by Shemitah, that it was given from Sinai, so therefore we know that all of them are given from Sinai. As is Abakasha, but still the question remains, was is the hechech at Bahar Sinai by Shmita kumt anweisen euch auf andere mitzvahs? How do we know that the fact that the Torah tells us by Shmita that it was told at Mount Sinai with all the detail, how do we know that that applies to all mitzvahs? Maybe it applies only to Shmita. Es retzich doch nor da nor wegen Shmita allein, since in this pasuk, in these psukim, it's only talking about about Shmita. So how do we know that the fact that the Torah says Bahar Sinai in regards to Shmita, that it applies to all other mitzvahs? Maybe it's specific to Shmita. The Ribbe zogt Rashi, therefore Rashi comes to tell us, Bibald Shmita is karkoi shteit nishvim Mishneh Torah. Since the laws of Shmita are not repeated in Mishneh Torah, Volkmen euch on die Werte Bahar Sinai gewusst hast, Pratiserbe dik dokev of Shmita nemre misinai. Since it's not even repeated in Devarim, in Arbas Mayav, so even if it didn't say in this pasuk Bahar Sinai, we would have no other choice but to know that it was said at Sinai, because it wasn't even said at Arbas Mayav at all. So clearly by Shmita it was given Bahar Sinai. The Mele Verde Shailo, so then the question becomes, Vos lost uns Herren Bahar Sinai? Then why does the Torah say Bahar Sinai, if it's obvious that it could have only been Bahar Sinai, since it wasn't repeated by Arvas Mayav? So then why does the Torah say Bahar Sinai in regards to Shmita? Is the Fun Muchrach, so that's how we know, as does was Ba'a Kosov Limit Khan, that the fact that the Torah says Bahar Sinai here, is this Nishminigei Shmita, it can't be telling us that Shmita was given at Sinai, that with the details, because it wasn't repeated by Arvas Mayav, so clearly it had to be given by Shmita, by Har Sinai. So therefore, Bahar Sinai can't be talking about Shmita. As Shmita is Misinai, nor Benigeya called Dibashin Adabalu Moshe. Rather, what it's telling us is that everything that was told to Moshe, Shemisinai Hayukulam, that everything was told to him, Misinai, Kloliseim, Diktukeim, the general laws as well as the details, the Chazru Venishnu Barvis Mayav, and then later they were repeated in Arvis Mayav. Beis. Vimalerim the Rashi bePashtus, as we read this Rashi, study this Rashi on the simple level, and Avzei Lenin Take Mefarshi Rashi, and this is how the commentators on Rashi do indeed understand Rashi. It kumtois comes out as follows. Number one, Rashi's Shaila is the Shaila from Teiras Kayanim. That Rashi's question is the same question as the Teiras Kayanim, which is, to lub vos zog the pasuk by Shmita as is gives hogvar by Har Sinai. The question is, why does the Torah tell us in regards to Shmita that it was given by Har Sinai? That's the question. Number two, another thing, we, when you read Rashi, this is what comes out, that Rashi's teretz is like the shayla leitin teretz kayinim, that the answer to this question, as taught in the Torah's Kayim, as Bahar Sinai lost Heron, as all the mitzvahs and the close Heimet Gutakeim is Sinai, that all the mitzvahs, it tells us that all the mitzvahs, the details and this, what is the general principles, were given at Sinai, were told at Sinai. Why, what is it trying to, why does it have to be told to us? Why do we need to say this? There's a reason, because es main su shoylul zayin das Rabbi Shmo. This is coming to teach us that we don't agree with Rabbi Shmuel on this print, on this detail, on this issue. As what does Rabbi Shmuel say? As blois klolus nemer b'Sinai. Rabbi Shmuel holds that only the general principles were said at Sinai. Of a protus b'Oyel Moed, the details were later said in Oyel Moed. So therefore, we're saying no. Everything was given b'Sinai. What do we go according to? Narsis kedas Rabbi Kiva. We go according to the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, as klolus uprotus nemre b'Sinai, that the general as well as the details were told at Sinai. So to understand what the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel holds that the general principles were given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. The details were later taught in the Oyel Moed at a later period after the Yidden built the Beis Hamikdash, Mishkan. So then Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu throughout the time, and he related different halachas with the details and so on. The principles had been given at Sinai, the details were now given in the Ohel Moed. Rabbi Akiva says no, the general principles as well as the details were all told to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. Then later they were repeated to him in the Ohel Moed, and then Moshe Rabbeinu repeated them again in Arvas Moyev, meaning in the Chumash Dvarim. So here the Teiris Kainim is saying, Rashi is trying to point out, that this Pasuk teaches that we go according to Rabbi Akiva, that everything was given at Sinai with all the details, not as Rabbi Shmuel said, that only the general ideas were given at Sinai and then later the details were taught later on. Loidem dafim pashtein. So based on this, we have to understand the following. Number one, Vibald Rashi Shaila is Favoshteit Bahar Sinai by Shemitah. Since Rashi's question is, why does it say Bahar Sinai in regards to Shemitah? Hotach Rashi's So then Rashi shouldn't have quoted only the words Har Sinai, which is what he does. Normatik sein von der Parsha euch die Werte was beweisen euch ikera kasha euch Schmitte. He should have also quoted some words from the pasuk which talk about Schmitte, so that we see the connection between Har Sinai and Schmitte, which is really what the question is. Why does it say Har Sinai in regards to Schmitte? Well, not why does it say Har Sinai. From zweiten pasuk wo es redt sich wegen Shmita, he should have quoted some words from the second pasuk where it talks already about Shmita. Adol chalapachas zulegen begoimer. Or even if he doesn't want to quote from the second pasuk, you should say begoimer. In other words, look a few words down, and you'll see what we're discussing. The shaila is doch nicht auf Har Sinai, because his question is not about Har Sinai. Why does it say Har Sinai? Nor favos di vete stehen by Shmita. Lama ma'in yishmita etzel Har Sinai. That's the question. What's the connection between Shmita and Har Sinai? So the quotation, the quote from the pasuk should have had in it about Har Sinai and about Shmita. But it has only Har Sinai. Number two. Vibald as the uftu for Rashi is as the protim nemru b'Har Sinai. Since what Rashi is trying to tell us here is that it teaches us that the details also were given at Har Sinai, unishba Ohel Moed k'das Rabbi Shmuel, and not that they were taught later in the Ohel Moed as Rabbi Shmuel said, is vi brengte de rayas is gezogivar b'Har Sinai. So then, how does Rashi bring proof that it was said at Har Sinai in regards to Shmita from demos lemetzinu shenishus b'Arvas Moed? From the fact that we don't find the laws of Shmita repeated in Arvas Moyav, meaning in Dvarim. What has it got to do with anything? The fact that it wasn't later repeated in Arvas Moyav doesn't tell us anything about whether it was or was not taught in the Ohel Moed. So why does Rashi bring the proof from the fact that it's not repeated in Arvas Moyav? That means that it was said at Sinai. It's possible that it was not said in Arvas Moyev, it was said in the Ohel Moed. How does that prove anything about Sinai? Er hat gedacht, lefache sagen, leimatzinu, shenishnes b'Ohel Moed, b'Arvas Moyev. At least he could have said that we don't find that the laws of Shemitah were repeated, were told to Moshe Rabbeinu, neither in Ohel Moed or in Arvas Moyev. But he doesn't even say anything about Ohel Moed, which seems to be the most important part of the proof, and it leaves that altogether out. Gimel, a third thing that we have to understand. Al derech ze, dos was Rashi is mesayim v'chozru v'nishnu b'arvas mayev. He says that from here we see, from this pasuk we see that they were all given at Sinai, and then they were repeated in Arvas mayev. The shaila, so why does he say that? The shaila is doch sidipratim zani gezogavarim b'sinai adabayil mayev. The question is only whether Moshe Rabbeinu was given the details on Har Sinai or whether he was given the details in Ohel Moed. Hatach Rashi gedav zogen b'chazum nishon b'Ohel Moed. He should be talking about that they were told in Har Sinai originally and then repeated at Ohel Moed. Why does he say they were repeated in Arvas Moed? What does that have to do with anything? Dalit, another thing. Vos is da arichas haloshein. Why does Rashi speak in such with a lot of words? he elaborates, V'nidrali shekach pirusha. It seems to me that this is what the meaning is, l'fi shalei matzinu, because we don't find that they were repeated. B'fratas is nish Rashi's inyan to mefarez ha'interes kainim. It looks like Rashi is setting out here to explain the Teres Kayanim. This is what I think the meaning of the Teres Kayanim. Rashi is not a commentary on Teres Kayanim. So why is he suddenly trying to explain and perhaps give an understanding of what the Teres Kayanim means? Muzmizog, so therefore we have to say, Asizdanor Tzolernen and Andere Pirishon Teres Kayanim, that there is another way of explaining the Teres Kayanim other than what Rashi is saying here. Vazdan volt Rashi nishgebrachtem Teres Kayanim zayin pirush, and had the explanation of the Teres Kayanim be according to that explanation, Rashi wouldn't have even quoted the Teres Kayanim. Vayloidem pirush ad Teres Kayanim kam shayches nishsub shudus lamikra, because if you explain the Teres Kayanim in this other way, then it has no connection to Pshutus Mikra, and Rashi has no reason to quote it, to teach it. The Ribbe zokte benir lishukach parusha. Therefore, Rashi says, it seems to me that this is the correct explanation of the Teres Kayanim. Vos loid zayin pirush, if you explain the Teres Kayanim in that way, dafen fashtein vos, yeah, noigel is a Pshutus Mikra. According to this explanation that Rashi sees, then Teres Kayanim is in accordance with Pshutus Mikra, and therefore he quotes it. Dafen fashtein, was is the pirush velchem and ken learn in the Teres Kayanim, was is nishlo fi Pshutus Mikra. So then we have to understand, what is it? What is this other explanation of the Teres Kayanim, which Rashi rejects, and he wouldn't have accepted, and he wouldn't have even dealt with the Teres Kayanim had that been the explanation? Was the Pirush is Rashi Shailul, and that this is the one that Rashi says is not the correct explanation of learned to Teres Kayanim, Zayin Pirush, and therefore he says this is the correct interpretation. So we have to understand that too. Gimel. Oich Zayin Do Kamid Yukim in Loshen Rashi. There's also a few things that we have to look at the details of how Rashi says things. Umehem, some of them are this. Number one, B'tchilas Dvorov, at the very beginning, Zokter Ma Inya Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. He starts the discussion by saying, what's the connection between Shmita and Mount Sinai? Har Sinai. Obadanoch, but from then on, Zokter Kesedanum Losha Misinai. He just says Misinai, not Har Sinai. Ondam Vort Har. Number two, when Rashi Taicht Oiz Ba'akosav Alimet Kan Al Kol Dibur, Rashi says that so this pasuk comes and teaches that everything that was every time that the Eibishter spoke, Shemisinai hoyu kulam, that they were all said at Sinai, is a meisiv. So he adds the following words: Shenidaber l'Moshe. Everything that was said, every dibur, every transmission, Shenidaber l'Moshe, that was told to Moshe. Adding over here the words that it was given to Moshe seems to be superfluous. Why does he have to say that? Especially that in the Teres Kayanim, which Rashi is commenting on here, by saying this is at what I think it means, it just says afkulam, and it doesn't say in the state nishin adavol Moshe. It doesn't say that were told to Moshe. So why does Rashi add these two words that were told to Moshe, as if there was something else that it could have been told to, someone else that it could have been told to? Is the beer in Kolonel? So the explanation of all of the above. Rashi Shaila is Nishfavos Bahar Sinai stayed by Shmita. Rashi's question is not why Bahar Sinai is written in regards to Shmita. Nor diverta Bahar Sinai alein. His question is not about why is it connected to Shemitah, why is Shemitah written in regard or Har Sinai written in regards to Shemitah. He asks, why does it say Bahar Sinai altogether? Nor noch eide meveisen wegen vos fara mitzvah dor retzich. Even before we know what is going to be the continued discussion in this parsha, just the fact that the Torah says that Hashem spoke to Moshe Bahar Sinai, already the question comes up. And those was Rashi bring da the shaila from Teres Kayanim, Ma'in Yishmita Etzel Har Sinai. And although the way Rashi frames the question is Ma'in Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai, so as if it is a question because of Shmita, is the far was dor de shaila veteres from teres kenem vet me meile recht ve'en oich di kashu v'pshutzul v'mikra b'har sinai maikom ashulon. Because once we answer the question that the Teres Kayanim asks, the Teres Kayanim asks, what's the connection between Har Sinai and Shemitah? Rashi only has the question about Har Sinai alone. Why does he say it the way the Teres Kayanim says it? Because if you answer the Teres Kayanim's question, you also get the answer for why does it say Bahar Sinai altogether. Now to explain what Rashi's question is. From a Kamas HaMishkan on, Zainan Ale Deburi Hashem El Moshe Given Nishba Har Sinai. From the time that the Mishkan was built, Hashem didn't speak to Moshe Rabbeinu anymore from the mountain. Nor Ba'ayil Mayit. From then on, he spoke to him from the Ayil Mayit. As it's clear, on Virashi HaTashen Gizog Beferish Free, and as Rashi already spelled out in Parshas Kisisa, Rashi says clearly, once the Mishkan was put up, Hashem did not speak to him anymore from anywhere else, only from the Oil Mayid. So Izvi Kumtas has noch alle Parshas Vesedis von Sefer Vayikra. So how come it is that once the Parsha Vayikra starts, Chumash Vayikra starts, the Mishkan is up already? And many, many things were told to Moshe Rabbeinu throughout all these parshas in Vayikra. And in fact, at the beginning of the Chumash is Vayikra, that Hashem's called out to Moshe from Ma'il Mayit. So we know that he's speaking to him from Ma'il Mayit. So why all of a sudden, state Vaydaber Bahar Sinai? Why does it say in our parsha, in Bahar, towards the end, almost at the end of Chumash Vayikra, does it suddenly say that Hashem spoke to him from Har Sinai? He's been speaking to him from Oil Meir all this time. So that's Rashi's question. Not what's the connection with Shemitah. It's a question, why does the Torah say that he was speaking to him from Har Sinai? He's been speaking to him from Oil Meir all this time. So, B'doche Godel Votmei Kendlenen, if you want to force an answer, you could perhaps say the following answer. As the Parsha is Gizogevor and Far Ale Friedike Sedres from Sefer Vayikra, that this particular parsha that we are learning now in Parsha Bahar was actually said to him before the whole Sefer Vayikra, before the Mishkan was put up. Farah comes on Mishkan. Und das was ist steht in unser Seder, why then is it only recorded here at the end of Parsha Vayikra, Chumash Vayikra, is weil in ein Muktam und Mucha B'Torah, because we have the rule that there is no chronological order to the Torah. Sometimes the Torah writes something earlier that happened later, or later that happened earlier. B'yis learned that Eben Ezra, and in fact, Eben Ezra does answer this in regards to this pasuk to explain why it says Bahar Sinai. Does is of a clownish glottic, but this answer is very difficult to say. Val the teretz ein mukta mamucha b'Torah, because this answer that there is no chronological order to the Torah. We only answer this if there is no other choice, there's no other way to explain the order, because it seems contradictory to how it would have happened. So then we answer, yeah, it's not necessarily, the Torah is not necessarily written in chronological order. When is Dav Zainab Satam of them? And in fact, there has to be a reason why the Torah put this parsha out of chronological order. Why suddenly does he put it out of chronological order? So it's not so simple to just simply answer that question, that answer. But Ravifilis is nor meglach, but wherever possible, is menzach mishtadl selenin the sedes of Parshas Kesidrim. We always try to apply the order of the Torah also as correct. Unless there's no choice, then you have to say, yeah, not always is it in the chronological order. V'frat al pipshutus l'mikra, especially on the simple reading of the psukim, certainly that it should be in the order in which it happened. So that's a difficult answer. And to see it from the perspective of Pshat, it's also difficult to answer the way the Ramban answers this question. He says, as the Dibur Avaya El Moshe is given by Har Sinai, Vuer Hotim Gezog the ganze Parsha Midipratim, that when Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu about this, about the subject of Shemitah, that was Taka Bahar Sinai still. It was back in Har Sinai. And he told him all the details. Und das was the Parsha steht da noch Parsha Emer. And the reason that it's written here after Parsha Emer, that's where Bahar is, is as well Moshe dem Tzibur von Shemitah mit der Reprote mibigigam zu Eden Ersh Demelt. It's because Moshe Rabbeinu related this Parsha, the Parsha of Shemitah, to the Yidden only at this point. Noch der Meise von Ben Isha Yisraelis, after the story that happened with the dispute that happened there between the Ben Ish Mitzri and which brought up the whole issue of illicit behavior. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that this illicit behavior is going to have to be a thing of the past, because we're talking about Eretz Yisrael. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, you don't want Eretz Yisrael to reject you because of inappropriate behavior. So they were talking about Eretz Yisrael. So, you know, one thing led to another. Ben Isha Yisraelis, Eretz Yisrael Shemitah. So therefore, this is where he brought up the issue of Shemitah. That's when he finally told the Yidden the laws of Shemitah. So this is also not not a simple answer. Because when you read the psukim, it seems more as the veidaber avayel Moshe is given, noch the friedig is said this, noch parshemer, because it says Hashem spoke to Moshe, and that's what's written after Parsha Emor. So it's not as if Hashem spoke to him much earlier, and then Moshe Rabbeinu related it here. It seems like the whole thing happened now. Gor Shvetz and Mefarer sein as Moshe tibigigem Eden dem Dibur noch viele Chadashim sind hatas bakumen. And another thing, it's very difficult to explain that Moshe Rabbeinu waited until now, many, many months, until he finally told them the laws of Shemitah, which Hashem had told them on Har Sinai. Is late Pirush Rashi Frier, because according to what Rashi told us earlier, as Anshei HaKosef, Anish Zogun Bizmanai, that when it came to another issue, the issue of how the Yidden should treat the man when it falls on Erev Shabbos and that it won't fall on Shabbos, and it seemed when it came Friday a double portion of man fell, and the Jews wondered, why is there a double portion? In other words, that they didn't know. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell them about this, and only then did he tell them. So therefore Hashem, there was a certain negative result for Moshe Rabbeinu, because he had withheld sharing this information with the Yidden only a short time, but yet he didn't tell them right away. So then over here, they waited many, many months. He already knew that he shouldn't be withholding information, so why did he suddenly withhold it? Even though you could still make a distinction between the story of Shabbos, which was relevant right away, they had to know it right then, why did he withhold it? Whereas Shemitah only will come up many, many years later, so it wasn't essential that he should tell it to them right away. So you could say that, but still, why would we assume that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't relate Hashem's words to them right away? And according to the Ramban, it comes out that Hashem spoke to them on Har Sinai. He only told it to them many months later. So that's not so shutashul mikra either. The Ribba learned Rashi. For this reason, Rashi goes with the opinion. As Parshas Baharis Taki Gezogavar Lamosha Nog de Maisef and Ben Isha Israelis. That the Parsha of Shemitah was told to Moshe Rabbeinu after the story, after Emor. This is written in correct chronological order. I was a state of Bahar Sinai. I said, then why does it say Bahar Sinai? Suddenly he was talking to him from Har Sinai. Is es mit Saddam, was Eden seine Dammelt noch als gewen bei dem Har Sinai? The reason is because the Yidden were still, at that time, the camp, the Jewish settlement, was still at the foot of Har Sinai at that time. Before the Yidden had traveled and left Har Sinai, which took place in Baal Oischa, parshas later. So in other words, they were still camped at the foot of Har Sinai. The far is euch a dibur was is gesagt worden damals by Eil Moed. So even though it's true that the Eibishter spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu from the Eil Moed, because the Mishkan was up already, but since it was still at the foot of Har Sinai, Zokman of them by Dabu Har Sinai, therefore it's still correct to say that Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu from Har Sinai. Or befrat as the midbar v'et gerufim b'shem midbar Sinai al shem Har Sinai shabai, especially that the whole region is called midbar Sinai. So he was speaking to him in Sinai, in the area called Sinai. Narazoi vidasiz achidish to zog as mit Har Sinai made me the Moel Moed. But since it's a little difficult to say that when the Torah says Har Sinai, it really refers to Eil Moed, but it is given b'chanias midbar Sinai neged ahar, because the Eil Moed and the Jewish camp were still camped at the foot of Har Sinai. The Rebbe brings Rashi for Torah's Kayanim. That's why Rashi doesn't simply state it, because he wants to bring some proof, some backup. But late Rashi's pshat in Torah's Kayanim, that according to the way Rashi understands Torah's Kayanim, Nidl Shekach Berusha, as he says, and it seems to me that this is what it means, is Muchrach as Bahar Sinai Dom Midbar Sinai. It's clear that Har Sinai over here is referring to Midbar Sinai. In other words, that we're not talking about back on top of the mountain where Moshe Rabbeinu was on top of the mountain. We are discussing a dibur that Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu from the Eil Moed as they were still camped at the foot of Har Sinai. The Torah's case, and now to explain what it is that the Torah's Kainim's view of it. The Torah's Kainim zogt, as fundem was steht bei Har Sinai bei Shmita, lernt man up as euch alle mitzvos nemer kol osem dikdukei misinai. The Torah's Kainim states that from the fact that it says Bahar Sinai in regards to Shemitah, we learn from this that all mitzvahs were said with all their detail at Sinai. For Rabbi Baldas, Bahar Sinai by Shemitah is kein chiddush nisht, and the reason is because by Shemitah there's nothing to say that it was Bahar Sinai. No reason to say that it was Bahar Sinai. Birashi is mefarish as oich in the vet of Bahar Sinai volt me gewusst, on the vet of Bahar Sinai volt me gewusst, sheklol aser per desel nemru kulam is Sinai. Because as Rashi stated, that even if it wouldn't have said Bahar Sinai in regards to Shemitah, we would have known that Shemitah was said with all its detail, the Sinai. Muzmen zogen, therefore we have to say, ados was a shteit do Bahar Sinai, is es nisht zlib Shemitah, nor ba'akaz of lamina kol diba b'diba, therefore we have to say that the reason that the Torah adds Bahar Sinai here is to tell us that in regards to all mitzvahs, it was all said with all its detail, the Sinai. So now the question is, from vanid is azoy poshut by Shemitah atzma, why is it so obvious in regards to Shemitah itself? V'nish devet Bahar Sinai, for we weren't told that it was said Bahar Sinai. As klol yisrael pradusel, kulam nemru Sinai. How do we know that Shemitah was all told the Sinai? How do we know that? The Torah's Kainim makes it as if it's obvious. Well, why is it so obvious? As is totally in the pshat from Bahar Sinai. That depends on the meaning of Bahar Sinai. Oy melent as Bahar Sinai meit oy from Bar Sinai. If we were to say that the words here in the Pasuk Bahar Sinai mean on the mountain, when Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountain, daf Bahar Sinai shtein saliv Shemitah atzma. So then we would have to be told in regards to Shemitah itself. You should know that Shemitah was told to Moshe Rabbeinu when he was still on top of the mountain, not later. For him on Bahar Sinai, because if it hadn't said Har Sinai by Shemitah, volt min defun, was the Pasha shteit lachar kamas ha-mishkan, we would assume, because the Parsha is written after the Mishkan was already put up, so therefore we would assume gelernt aziz gizogivar in Eil Moed. We would just assume that Shemitah was told to Moshe Rabbeinu in Eil Moed, not Bahar Sinai. Valdos vas leimatzinu shenizv harves mayev, because this that it wasn't repeated later in Arves Mayev is nishkein raya. Says nothing about where it was originally said. As gizogivar in Bahar Sinai kanal sidbeis. That doesn't in any way tell us that it was said on top of the mountain. It could have still been said in Eil Moed. Und wie bald als die Werte bei Harsinai darf man haben Legufa. So therefore in that case, if Baharsina really means on top of the mountain, so now we need that to be said about Shemitah as well, because there's no proof that Shemitah was said on the mountain. It could have been said in Oil Moed. So maybe the Torah is simply telling us that Shemitah was said by Har Sinai. Kemen doch de funish dop lernen auf andere mitzvahs. And therefore there would be no reason to say that it really applies to all the mitzvahs. It could be specific to Har Sinai, to Shemitah, that Shemitah was said in Har Sinai. So that's only if we assume that the words Har Sinai mean literally on top of the mountain. The Ribur is Mukhra, so therefore it must be, it's clear, it becomes clear and obvious. As Leuten Teres Kainim main Bar Sinai Midbar Sinai. That the Teres Kainim must be accepting that the word Har Sinai here does not mean on top of the mountain, it means at the foot of the mountain, in the Midbar Sinai. Und das, was Protestant Schmidt von Schmidt ist, eine gesagt worden in Midbar Sinai, zu Bahar Sinai, zu Bahar Moed, and the fact that the details of Shemitah were said in Midbar Sinai, whether on top of the mountain or at the foot of the mountain by El Moed, thought Messiah gewusst, euch wenn es steht nicht Bahar Sinai, we would know this even if it didn't say Bahar Sinai. Vaylo metzina Shemitah kakos shenishin Bahar Moed, since we don't find any reference to Shemitah in Arvas Moed, so where must it have been said earlier, meaning to say either in the Oil Meir or on top of the mountain, but somewhere in Midbar Sinai. So therefore, once you assume that the word Bahar Sinai here is referring to the Oil Meir or to the Midbar Sinai, then it becomes unimportant anymore. Was it really on top of the mountain? Was it in Oil Meir? Is irrelevant. It was at the, you know, in Midbar Sinai. So now that we know for sure without question that Shemitah was said in Midbar Sinai, so then why does it say Bahar Sinai? Why does it state in the Torah that it was said Bahar Sinai? Since we know, since it wasn't said in Devarim, in Arvas Mayav, it must have been said in Midbar Sinai. So why does the Torah have to say it? Now, so we have to say that the Verte Bahar Sinai kumen lernen if andere mitzvahs. So therefore we must say then that the word Bahar Sinai is coming to teach not about Shemitah, because that's well known and obvious. So it must be referring to all the mitzvahs. Hazayich zeh zayne gezogavorim b'midbar Sinai, that they too were said in Midbar Sinai, just like Shemitah, hazayich v'shemitah. So that's what Rashi is saying, that it seems to me that the meaning of the Teres Kayanim is that Har Sinai means Midbar Sinai, and only then does it become a simple and clear question that makes sense in Pshutishlo Mikra as well. Undos is Sayleit Das Rabbi Kiva, Sayleit Das Rabbi Shmuel. And this would agree both with the opinion of Rabbi Kiva and the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, as the Prote HaMitzvah Zayne Gezoge Vore Nishtoi Fin Har Sinai, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says that the details were not given on the top of the mountain, but rather Be'oil Mayid, the Midbar Sinai. So it still works well, even with Rabbi Shmuel, because the Torah kind of is saying that it was given, Bahar Sinai here means in the Oil Mayid, which is perfectly in accordance with Rabbi Shmuel as well, and with Rabbi Kiva too. You could say that it was on top of the mountain too, or whatever you want, but it means it's a geographical location rather than a specific address. Vav lefiz as Bahar Sinai made Midbar Sinai. Now that we've come to understand that Bahar Sinai really means but Midbar Sinai. Is vases that the uf to us called the same diktukeim from all the mitzvahs and gezogavar misinai. So then, what is being told here? That all the details of the mitzvahs were given from Sinai. Was kumt men da shaylo zayin? What are we trying to say? What other option is there? Of course, they were all given misinai. Zokt Rashi. So therefore, Rashi says as mekum da shaylo zayin arves moyev. That what is coming to be told, we're told, being told that it was not from Arvas Moyev. What does that mean? Zayne faram mitzvahs val chazayne gezogavaram ba'arvas moyev b'mishna Torah. There are certain mitzvahs which were told they appear for the first time in Arbes Moye. Hat man doch gekannt meinen, so we might have thought, as the Protem for jene Mitzvah seine gesagt waren bloß in Arbes Moye. So we may have assumed that these particular mitzvahs were only related all the way at the end of the 40-year journey. That's when the Chumash Dvarim is written, right? That's when it all happened. It happened at the end, before Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. He was repeating the history of what happened throughout the 40 years. So perhaps these mitzvahs were only related at the very end, only at that time. I've them learned men up from Bahar Sinai. So this is what it's coming to teach, that the word Har Sinai teaches v'shteit v'shmita azoich di mitzvahs nishnu b'arves moyev, that also those mitzvahs which only appear in Arves Moyev. It's not that they were, oh, that's the first time that the Eibishter told it to Moshe, and Moshe told it to the Yidden. But rather they were all there from Sinai, with all also the details. And the reason that they only appear in Mishneh Torah and Devarim is as well the chazru b'nishnu b'arves mayev. It only means that they were repeated in Arves Mayev. But of course they were told Misinai, not on Har Sinai necessarily, perhaps in the Oil Mayed. But what's coming to try is to say is we now know that all the mitzvahs were said from either Har Sinai or Oil Mayed, and that the fact that they appear only for the first time in Mishneh Torah and Arves Mayev is only that because they were repeated them, but of course they were all given from, they were all taught Misinai. Und das ist was Rashi sagt, wenn nirli shekach pirusha. And this is what Rashi means, that it seems to me that this is what the Teres Kainim is saying. The mit is a shoyl dem pirusha as the protim seine gesorge waren zum ersten Mal bei Har Sinai und nicht bei Oil Mayed. He's coming to say that what the Teres Kainim is saying is not that they were all given on Har Sinai, but that they were all given in Oil Mayed. And in fact there are others that do say that it means that it was given Bahar Sinai, that this is what the Torah kind of means, that it was on Har Sinai. So Rashi says, I don't agree with those in commentaries. Saima Farsha Torah Kainim, Saima Farsha Rashi. There are commentators on the Torah Kainim that say that it's referring to Har Sinai, the mountain, and there are Mefarshei Rashi that still say that it means Har Sinai. But Rashi is saying, no, I think that what the Teres Kainim means is not that it was said from Har Sinai, nor as mit Bahar Sinai kum to Sheol Zayin Arves Moyev, but rather that Har Sinai in this case means Midbar Sinai, and what it's trying to tell us is that it was not said for the first time in Arves Moyev, those particular mitzvahs that are only there for the first time in Dvarim. Und wie Rashi allein teitsch dois, and as Rashi himself says, as mit sein Pirush is a mechadish, that what he's trying to tell us, the novelty of his Pirush is v'shaloi matzina b'arves mayav v'choz v'nishin b'arves mayav, that what's the proof? The proof is because we don't find that Shemitah was said b'arves mayav, so therefore we know that Shemitah for sure was said b'har Sinai, meaning to say in Midbar Sinai. So therefore, the Torah doesn't have to tell us that Shemitah was said in Midbar Sinai. So then why does the Torah say Bahar Sinai? To tell us that even those mitzvahs which were said by Arves Mayav, they were only repeated in Arves Mayav, but that they were said originally in Sinai, and then later repeated in Arves Mayav, but not that they appear for the first time to the Yidden in Arves Mayav. From this we can also understand the specific wording of Rashi. Number one, that he keeps saying Misinai unishma Har Sinai koloshna kosam, and he doesn't say Har Sinai. Er meint der mitzvah madgesein, because he's trying to emphasize as late Shudishl Mikra, that at least from the understanding of Shudish Mikra, vem veismen nor ados is gizogavar Misinai. We only know that it was said Misinai, not Mehar Sinai, only in Midbar Sinai. Other Eifen Har Leidas Rebbe Kiva, it's possible that it was on the mountain, according to Rebbe Kiva, it was on the mountain. Other Nishba Har Sinai, Norin Oil Moyed, or perhaps not on the mountain, only Sinai, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Blois dem ersten Mal sagt der Teres Kainim und Rashi Ma'ini Shmita Etzel Har Sinai. Only the very first time does Rashi begin with Ma'ini Shmita Etzel Har Sinai. Why over there doesn't he say Misinai? Because there, Valdishaila Ma'inyin is the Chayfim Posuk. Because the question of why is Har Sinai mentioned next to Shmita, that is referring to the way the Posuk calls it, refers to it. Was the Pasuk zog b'Har Sinai? The Pasuk does say the words b'Har Sinai. So therefore, the Ribbe zog to b'Har Sinai b'loshna kosov. That's why Rashi says b'Har Sinai the very first time. But then, when the discussion starts, it's not Har Sinai. It's about Sinai, which could, according to Rabbi Shmuel, be in the Oil Moed. According to Rabbi Kiva, it means literally Har Sinai. The second diuk. Loshen Rashi uba hakosuv kol dibush nedav leMoshe, that everything that was said that was told to Moshe. Why does he add that? Midem is a madgish as the chiddush from Teres Kainim as kulam nemru misinai, that what the Teres Kainim is saying that all of them were said at Sinai was meant midbar Sinai, which as we said means midbar Sinai, is benegay the mitzvah zani zogevaren ba'arves moyev nor leMoshe. This is talking about what is the chiddush, what are we trying to teach in this Teiris Kayanim, that those things which only Moshe Rabbeinu told, in other words, they appear only in Chumash Devarim, in Arvas Mayav, and the Ribbit is Rashi Moshe Shinadabal and Moshe. That's why Rashi says the things that were told to Moshe. What does that mean? There are certain things that Hashem spoke to Moshe without saying the words, tell it to the Dabar of Israel. How do we know? Because he didn't tell it to them only till the end, when he spoke from his own, when he, as he says, the things that Moshe Rabbeinu said in the whole Chumash Dvarim is all Moshe Rabbeinu speaking from himself. It's not repeating the words that Hashem said to him. He is speaking. When he speaks throughout the Torah, it's repeating the words that Hashem said, told him to say. Mishneh Torah is the words of Moshe himself. So if he says something there which would be new, that we haven't heard till now, we may have assumed that this was something that Hashem told to Moshe Rabbeinu only later, and that Moshe Rabbeinu was relating to us out of his own goodwill for us, telling us what the Eibishter had told him. So therefore, that's what the Teiris Kainim is saying. Don't think that those things which were appear in Arvas Mayav, which you may assume was Nidaber LeMoshe, was only told to Moshe, and it wasn't said earlier by Hashem to Moshe to tell it to the Yidden. Not at all. This Pasuk teaches that it was all told to him in Oil Moed, and he already told it to the Yidden, but it was all repeated again in Arvas Mayav. Al Pianal, based on this, as Mitzayim Pirush versus Lifi Pshutushal Mikra, that according to Rashi's explanation, which of course accords with Pshutushal Mikra, as we explained that this could agree with both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, because it's talking about the area in which it took place, not necessarily whether it was on the mountain or in Oil Moed. So Rashi wants to explain the Teiris Kainim also that it should agree with Rabbi Shmuel, who said klolus nemer b'sinai prados b'Oil Moed. Rabbi Shmuel said that the general rules were given on the mountain, and the details were given in Oil Moed. Is nochmer muvim vaser is meisiv kach shnuy b'Teiris Kainim nirulish kach pirusha. This explains even more that he wants to make it fit with Rabbi Shmuel. Why he says this is what's written in Teiris Kainim, and that's what I think is the meaning. What does it mean? The Gemara zok taklal. The Gemara gives a ruling that stams safra Rabbi Yehuda. Whenever there is these medrashim, the medrashim on the Chumash, it is the opinion, it's quoting Rabbi Yehuda. The kulu alibid Rabbi Kiva, and all of it is Rabbi Yehuda was a student of Rabbi Kiva, so they all follow Rabbi Kiva's opinion. So if all of it is stated in the opinion of Rabbi, following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, Hein Vikem and Ein Lernen dem Teiris Kayanim Kedas Rabbi Shmuel. So how are you going to interpret the Teiris Kayanim that it goes according to Rabbi Shmuel? It goes according to Rabbi Akiva, not according to Rabbi Shmuel. The Riba was Rashi Bavarana. That's why Rashi says, Kach Shnoye B'Teiris Kayanim. This is what's written in Teiris Kayanim. And nearly Shukach Berusha, and it seems to me that this is what it means. Thus is in Teiris Kayanim. That's what's in Teiris Kayanim that goes according to Rabbi Kiva. But from that's when Kemendo Lernen, like Shudishal Mikra, Ados Gate Eichel Shittas Rabbi Shmuel. In Teiris Kayanim, you would have to go agree that it goes according to Rabbi Kiva. But since Rashi is applying the explanation of Teiris Kayanim that it fits within Pshudishal Mikra, in Pshudishal Mikra it also works with Rabbi Shmuel. So it might be true that in Teiris Kayanim that's Rabbi Kiva's opinion, but since the way Rashi explains it, that Midbar Sinai doesn't mean Har Sinai, Midbar Sinai Har Sinai doesn't mean the mountain, it means Midbar Sinai, therefore the way Pshudishal Mikra reads, it fits perfectly with Rabbi Shmuel too, even if this is not the way Rabbi Yehuda meant to say it in Teiris Kayanim, or at least one version of how the Teiris Kayanim could be interpreted, that it means on the mountain, and therefore, as Rashi said, as the Rebbe explained before, if that's what it had meant, Rashi wouldn't be quoting this because it doesn't work with Shudishal Mikra. Only because Rashi says, I think it means the Midbar Sinai, and as he proved, that it must mean the Midbar Sinai, because if not, why is the word Har Sinai extra? Then it's not extra. Therefore, now it can work with Rabbi Shmuel too. For Ulei Yeshleimer, and perhaps we could say as Rashi learned nor Kedas Rabbi Shmuel. In fact, we might even say that Rashi doesn't see Rabbi Kiva's opinion as working in Pshuto Shel Mikra, and he is. The Pshudish Lamikra follows Rabbi Shmuel more. That's Protim Be'il Mayed, that the details of the mitzvahs were given in Be'il Mayed and not on the Har Sinai. On Shini L'Shenim Sinai and Shtad Bahar Sinai is Kedetz Shoshayil Zayim Bahar Sinai. And the reason that Rashi says B'Sinai instead of Har Sinai is because he's trying to make that point. It was not on Har Sinai. Before we were saying that he doesn't want to get into that discussion. Was it Har Sinai? Was it Midbar Sinai? It was there. Rabbi Kiva says there. Fine, let it be. But here, the Rebbe is saying that maybe he's trying to make the point that it doesn't agree with Rabbi Kiva. Pshuto Shel Mikra doesn't work according to Rabbi Kiva. It has to be Rabbi Shmuel. And that it took place in Sinai, not in Har Sinai. The details. Valdishit is mer masim to derech hapshat. Because this shita works better according to pshat. Al derech from Pirush Rashi al Teira. The derech from Pirush Rashi al Teira, which is the way that Rashi interprets the entire Torah, derech hapshat. Why does it work better according to Pshuto Shel Mikra? Leiten limud al derech hapshat is mistaber as prate mitzvah zayne gezogen worden zu Eden dorten wo es steht dass er beferisch in Teira. From a simple reading of the psukim, it would make more sense to say that there where it says vaydaber Hashem al Moshe and that he gave them the details of a certain mitzvah, that's when it was said. That's when he told it to them. And not that he told it to Moshe Rabbeinu on the mountain, and then later throughout the generations or throughout the years, Moshe Rabbeinu was relating them to the Yidden. It makes more sense of Pshuto Shel Mikra that when the Eibishter was ready to tell it to them, he told it to them, and the Moshe told it to the Yidden. When we bald in Torah state nisht as euch de protem von alle mitzvah seine gesorge worden Bahar Sinai, and since it doesn't mention anywhere in the Torah that on Mount Sinai the Yidden were given all the details, there would have to be some sort of reason that compels us to say that that's how it did happen, that everything was told on Har Sinai. The Diva learned Rashi the Chiddush v'limud from Teiris Kayanim kulam Sinai. Therefore Rashi goes with the approach that what the Teiris Kayanim is saying here, that they were all from Sinai, is nor as the mitzvahs from Arvas Moyav, is only that it was the mitzvahs from Arvas Mayav that only appeared there for the first time, had to have been said earlier. And number two, Zayne Shen Gizogavar and Midbar Sinai were said not on Har Sinai, but in Midbar Sinai. That's more likely according to Pshutus Lamikra, which is what Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is. Loider has bore in Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, and according to this explanation of Rabbi Shmuel, Vert Faremfed Bederach Memele was Taisus Frekt of Divir Rabbi Kiva. This answers a question which Taisus asks in regards to Rabbi Kiva. That Rabbi Kiva said, Klolus Uprotus Nemr Bissina in the Gemara over there. Rabbi Kiva stated that all the generalities and the details were said Bissinai. And he means Bahar Sinai. The Nishnu Ba'il Mayid, and they were repeated in Ayil Mayid. Benishtalshu Ba'arvis Mayid, and they were said a third time in Arvis Mayid. That's what Rabbi Kiva responded to Rabbi Shmuel. So Taisus asks, why does Rabbi Kiva say that? Why does Rabbi Kiva have to follow up with the third time they were said by Arvis Mayav? Rabbi Shmuel wasn't talking about Arvis Mayav in the first place. Rabbi Shmuel was just saying that the Klolus was said on Har Sinai, the Protus were said in Oil Mayav. So comes on Rabbi Kiva and he starts talking about Arvis Mayav. Why is he bringing up Arvis Mayav? Asks Taisus. When Taisus emphed Mishum Seifa Nokatla, Taisus gives an answer that it was because of something written later on, that's why he brings it in. Avral Pia now, but based on the way we understand Rabbi Shmuel, is Eich Nishtalso Barvis Meich Shaykh to the Plukta. Now we understand that the fact that it was said a third time in Arvis Mayav, that's germane to the discussion as well. Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, just as he says that the details were not given on Har Sinai, since it doesn't say so in the Torah anywhere that it was given, that it was said in Har Sinai, so also there's no reason to say that all the details were repeated yet again in Arvis Mayav. Why does Rabbi Kiva say, in other words, that Rabbi Kiva says they were repeated a third time in Oil Mayad, in Arvis Mayad? So Rabbi Kiva says, I don't need clear proof in the Torah that this is what happened, this is what happened. Rabbi Shmuel says, we have no reason to say that all the details were given in Har Sinai. We also have no reason to say that they were all repeated again in Arvis Mayav. It doesn't say it neither in Arvis Mayav, it doesn't say it in Har Sinai. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel disagrees on both these points. Therefore, it's reasonable for Rabbi Kiva to make that point. So this answers the question of Taisus, according to the way the Rebbe explained how Rashi sees the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Another reason why Rashi goes with Rabbi Shmuel, Dafke, the Iker, this is the main reason. Klolus from Shmita is gizogavaren noch kaidim tzibia mishkan, eifem bark sinai. The general halachas of Shmita, the general idea of Shmita, was set to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, as stated clearly in the Pasuk. In Parsha Yisrael, it talks about the Sheishonim Tizra, Vashvish Tishmetena, these are the details. These are not the details, these are the general ideas and principles of Shmita. The Parsha Seinavan says, Givem ba'ayil mayid kum tzu protus. And then in our Parsha, in Bahar, now comes the details. Exactly how do you do Shmita? Dosis machri al derech ha'pshatas, klodot besinav, protus ba'ayil mayid, which clearly sort of, the Pshutus Mikra seems to indicate that the general principle was said back on Har Sinai. The details were given in our Parsha, in ayil mayid. So in other words, Rashi wants to go with the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Chach as loy pshutus shel mikra is kanal mer masim shitas Rabbi Shmuel. So now, although it's true that according to the simple reading, it's more in accordance with Rabbi Shmuel's view of it, is aber al derech halacha de din Rabbi Kiva. But according to halacha, we say that it goes according to Rabbi Kiva vidaklal, because the rule is halacha ki Rabbi Kiva mechaveri, that whenever there is a dispute between Rabbi Kiva and his colleagues, the halacha is according to Rabbi Kiva. So how does it go? How does it fit that Rabbi Shmuel? It makes more sense from the reading of the psukim that it goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, but the halacha remains like Rabbi Kiva. That when those fashtein behakdim bir machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel al pipnimis einyanim. So this can be understood by seeing under the cover, by looking behind the scenes to understand what is going on in the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. The chilek tzishin Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva v'shengeret filmo, the difference in the personalities of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, as was mentioned other places, is Rabbi Shmuel is given a kohen gadol. Rabbi Shmuel was a kohen gadol, and zayin avodas given in dem oifim from vayavdel kodesh hakadoshim avodas atzadikim. His avoda, his service of Hashem, was as one who was separated away from the rest of the people. He's on a higher level, on a higher standard. He is kodesh hakadoshim, the holy of holies. He is a tzaddik. Not that Rabbi Akiva is not a tzaddik, but his havoida was in the way of a tzaddik. When Rabbi Akiva is given a ben geir, Rabbi Akiva came from converts. When zayin havoida is given in the oifim from the havoida of bal tshuva, so his havoida was in a way of a bal tshuva. Thus is oich was Rabbi Akiva had gezok kol yama ha'isi mitzdayer masay yavid le'rebe kamenu. Rabbi Akiva said, all my days I waited for the opportunity when he could practice Mesiris Nefesh, literal Mesiris Nefesh. As Gishtanen Natnua for Mesiris Nefesh, all his days, that's what he looked forward to. That's what he was ready for. That's what he lived with. He's ready for Mesiris Nefesh. Nishboi v'shas krishma and v'amiris ha'echod. Not only when he read Shema, when every Yid is meant to envision the idea of dedicating his life and giving his life for Hashem, when he said Echad, nor kol yamai, all of his days, the whole day, that's what he was focused on, that's what he lived with. So Rabbi Shmuel was the Avedis HaTzadikim, Rabbi Kiva was Avedis HaBalchuvim. Tzad Avedis HaTzadikim Muzman Hob Mesiris Nefesh B'tchila Sayem B'Shas Krishma. From the avoda of a tzaddik is that at some point in the day, the beginning of the day, when you reach Shema, you have to be ready and you have to be living in your mind with the inyan of Mesiris Nefesh. Of a kol hayom, but the rest of the day, is the avoda b'seder b'hadraga. The avoda goes in a normal day-to-day avoda. One step leads to the next step. One level brings you to another level, and so on. The reishim from Mesiris Nefesh daf takazayim bekiyim kolam mitzera mitzvus. The imprint, the impression of the Mesiris Nefesh that you had at the beginning of the day must carry through somewhat, some way into the Torah mitzvus. Aber im vos tutmen in avoda von Torah mitzvus. But what are you busy with? What are you involved in? You're doing Torah and mitzvus, not Mesiris Nefesh. Aber mitzad avodas hatshuva. But from the perspective of Avedis HaTshuva, was Tshuva is Hecher for Medida V'Agbola. Tshuva, we know, transcends any limitations, and you can go in leaps and bounds. You don't have to go level after level. You can jump from a lowest level to a very high level all at once. So, statement Shtendik, Saivim and Leren Torah, and Saivim is Mekayim Mitzvahs. A person that is doing that can always be, when he's busy learning Torah, when he's busy doing a mitzvah, and afilu ben is oisek b'divrei reshus, even when he's busy with mundane things, with just personal business, in a mesiris nefesh, he can always be like Rabbi Akiva was in a situation of mesiris nefesh. Und das meint kol yamai, and that's what he means, kol yamai. In alles ein inyanim, everything that he did all day, all the time, is a gishtam not new of mesiris nefesh. He was always in Mesiris Nefesh. That's what he was. His whole life was wrapped up in this Nekuda. Whatever he did. Und das ist der Tam HaMachlekes of Rabbi Shmuel Hal das Kol HaSeh Mesinu Pesach Boel Moit. And that's the basis of the Machlekes of how they see how the mitzvahs were transmitted. Rabbi Shmuel says that the general principles were said Misinai, and the details were said in Oel Moit. Rabbi Akiva halt as koloser produser Sinai. Rabbi Akiva says, no, all of it was at Sinai. The chiluk tushin Sinai and Oel Moed is, what's the difference between Sinai and Oel Moed? Oel Moed at Gehaat HaSeder. Oel Moed was, there was a hierarchy, there was an order to the holiness, to the levels of holiness, and so on. Seine given in a mechitzis. in the Oil Moed there were separations from this section to that section. Here this one can go, here that one can go, and that one cannot go, and so on. Yiriyas Hakroshim, there were curtains that separated, there were walls that separated. When that is given mitzuyer in the mitzir from Seder Shtalshulis, and the whole Oil Moed was fashioned in the to reflect the Seder Shtalshulis. If you knew what to look at, you knew how it understood how it worked, you saw a reflection of Seder Shtalshulis in the way the Oil Moed was built. Kabir Arama in Sefer Teres Ha'ilah, as the Rama explains in Teres, in the Sefer Teres Ha'ilah. Vos dos vayis the avayda b'seida v'adraga. That indicates an avayda which is in accordance with a plan within a hierarchy, one level, another level, and so on. Emes takaz mishkan is given oich avaydas akteiris. It's true that in the Mishkan there was also an avayda of akteiris which was considered to be transcendent of and beyond seder and beyond seder shtalshulus. And even that the Kohen Gadol went into Kodesh Kodashim, which is certainly something which is beyond a regular order and Seder Vadraga. But that is, first of all, it happened only once a year. Just like we said before, that the Tzaddik experiences Mitzvah Nefesh once a day in the morning when he reached Shema. So also the Kohen Gadol experienced this transcendent level once a year on Yom Kippur and Kodesh Kodashim. The Mesiris Nefesh B'Shas Krishma, yeah, Un Beis. In addition to that, it was Blois the Kohen Gadol Alein is Arayna Kodesh Kodashim. Wasn't everybody was able to go into the Kodesh Kodashim? Only the Kohen Gadol. Aber Euch B'Shlichus Fin Yedin Eden B'Shlichus Shalom K'Maisei. But of course, the Kohen Gadol was representing the Yidden. He was the Shliach of every Yid. And so therefore, every Yid has a Shaychus to it through the Kohen Gadol. As we would say, that every Yid has this Kohen Gadol within him, and so on. So that's the Seder of Oil Moed. That's like the Seder of a Tzaddik. Sinai Ober is given a Midbar. Sinai was a desert. Nishkanot from Yishuv say that it's not a place where there is a settlement, where there is an order, and so on. Therefore, the Midbar represents an order, an Aveda, which is not orderly. A Midbar doesn't present any order. Mesiris Nefesh, in other words, a Mesiris Nefesh, which is beyond any measurement. And the far is al kol dibur v'dibur yotzei nishmason, and that's why in Sinai, that's why every dibur, every one of the aseres adibris yotzei nishmason, their souls left them. We have to understand about this. L'cheira the dibur anoichi en layilcha. We can understand in regards to the first of the two aseres adibris and the second one, which is talking is the isa for avodah zarah. Anoichi is Hashem's, that Hashem exists. I am your God, and so on. And the second one, they shouldn't be Avodah Zarah. An inyan von yaharig v'al yaver, which is a thing which is, you know, you should rather be killed than chas v'shalom transgress. So we could understand why it's yotzei nishmasam, why there was such a visceral reaction to it. When it's talking about honor your father, don't steal, which are simply rational mitzvahs, which certainly go into the category of orderly, rational type of avodah, how is it that when Hashem said do not steal, the Yidden, their neshamas left, they had such a Mesiris Nefesh took a reaction to that mitzvah, to that dibur as well. Das ist aber die Inyan von Sinai. But the answer is that this is what Sinai is. Midbar de Kedusha. Sinai is a desert as expressed in Kedusha. An ort von Hecha v'seder v'adraga, a place which transcends normal, orderly reaction. The Ribur is al kol dibur mahar sinai given Mesiris Nefesh. Therefore, whatever the Eibishta said, even if it seems like an ordinary, simple idea, but they reacted in this super, super rational way. ובדוגמה ויגרת פריה בנגעי רבי עקיבא, אז כל יום השתנדיק, as we said before, בנגעת של רבי עקיבא, that everything that he did, all day, everything that he did was, פוסס על נתון, whatever he was busy with, הלטה במסירות נפש, he was there, ready for מסירות נפש. That's how the Yidden were in Sinai, that everything was super reaction, Mesiris Nefesh, Lesigna, Mesiris Nefesh. Und das ist Pluktosum shu Rabbi Shmuel v Rabbi Akiva, and this is the basis of the Machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, mitzad Avedas HaTzadikim Rabbi Shmuel, from the Aveda of a Tzadik, which is Rabbi Shmuel, is Genug was Klolus Em, is Sinai, it's enough, that you talk about the general principle. The beginning of it all is Misinai. B'shas mered vegen the mitzvah b'derech klau. When we talk about the mitzvah in a general way, take yed mitzvah azunda, true, every single mitzvah has its own place and so on. Aber in the mitzvah gufa blazer klau. But once you're dealing with the mitzvah, there's only the general principle is being discussed. Das heißt, das mered vegen dem yisayda mitzvah. In other words, we're talking about the basis, the foundation of the mitzvah. Darfazai misina misiris nefesh. There, you need to have misiris nefesh. That has to be with the reaction of Sinai. B'shasas retzicha bevegen proteo. But when we talk about the details, kiyum mitzvah bepoel beproti is the actual carrying out of the details of the mitzvah. Darfazai misayi aveda misidora. There has to be an orderly way in which a mitzvah is done. That's what's represented by Oyel Mayah. That's why Rabbi Shmuel, Avedas HaTzadikim, said, Klolei Seha has to be with Mesiris Nefesh. But when you get to the details and how to do it and what to do and doing it, that should be an orderly way. That's why it was expressed and told by Oyel Mayah. Rabbi Akiva Aber, Avedas HaTshuva, but what Rabbi Akiva's approach was, he came from the perspective of Avedas HaTshuva. He says, as number one, mitzad dem vos min hot tzutomit in yonav vos bilav zeim megayer zayim ben geirim. Since we're dealing with such things that have to be converted, that have to be transformed, because he was a ben geir, and that's what he worked with. Muzmin an onkum mitzirus nefesh oich b'shas es retzich vegen protim. Therefore, you need to have this mitzirus nefesh in order to be able to transform darkness into light. It happens through Mesiris Nefesh. It doesn't happen in an orderly way. And Beis Mitzadem was Meshteit in the Tnuah from Tshuva Shulamayla Meseder. Kemenoch by Pratim Kol Yomei Haltma Mesiris Nefesh. And because he lives on a level where he's always involved in Tshuva Mesiris Nefesh, or Tshuva, therefore, even when he deals with what seem a mundane detail, a small detail of a mitzvah, his whole approach to it is also Mesiris Nefesh, because that's where he lives in the inyan of tshuva, transformation, and therefore even when he deals with a small detail, he's ready for Mesiris Nefesh. It's all about Mesiris Nefesh. So that's the basis of their machlokes. Und das ist der bier was in limud shudish lo mikra lend rashi v'revi shmol, that when Rashi is explaining the simple meaning of the pasuk, he goes with Rabbi Shmol. Und von deswegen ist der Allah ke Rabbi Akiva, but still in the end, der Allah ist der Rabbi Akiva. Why? Mitzad aminu from Matan Torah mul Maila, when we're talking about Matan Torah, was Torah al Reif to Daber. And the Torah generally addresses the general population. Va'amech kulub tzadikim, and as we know that Ebi Yid is a tzadik, so therefore we're all operating on that level of basic Seydav Hadraga like a tzadik, on a Veda which is in an orderly fashion. That's how most Jews have to live. Is the Seder as Blois Klol Lasem is Sinai. Over there, the rule is the general principles are with Mesiris Nefesh. Regular life is the Seder Vadraga. But when it comes to Halacha, the Seder Aveda Mitzad Halichas Olam, that when you have to start dealing with the world, as Halacha, Halichas Olam means the as it applies to the world around you, when a yid has to go down into the world and transform the world, since we're dealing with the world in yonim gashmi and physical things and all that, Bismana Golus, certainly then in the time of Golus, for sure we're in a dark place. Because Godlu Alam is Vestating, where in Golus it's even greater concealments which are presented, not just ordinary concealments like regular Gashmis would present. We have to have a power to bring to bear on this type of Aveda, of elevating and transforming the Gashmias. The Minyan HaTshuva, and we, in other words, we need what's given through Avedas HaTshuva, is therefore Halacha K'Rabbi Akiva. That's why the Halacha in our life, in how to deal with the world, has to be like Rabbi Akiva. Azoich Depratim Dafan Zayim Esina, that even the details have to be approached as if they came from Sinai, that they did come from Sinai, as Bechol Inyan. Kol Yomai, that in every matter that we approach, meaning, as Rabbi Akiva said, all my days, Dafman Shtendik Shteinen Atnua from Mesiras Nefesh, a Yid always has to be in an approach of Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh has to dominate everything that we do, since we have to live in the world and transform the world.